This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Since the beginning of this month, Russia's currency, the ruble, lost 25% of its value against the dollar, triggering the worst financial crisis in that country in 16 years. Today, intervention by Russia's central bank seems to have slowed the decline. The ruble is down just 0.2% at 68 to the dollar. Apple Computers stopped online sales to Russia amid ruble fluctuations, and the furniture company IKEA is raising prices there. Add to this high interest rates that are now in place, which are expected to hurt consumption if they persist. What's happening in Russia is being felt around the world, including in so-called BRIC economies, from Brazil to India. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein has our story.
It's better to buckle up when investing in emerging markets. That way, you're ready for rough roads, says analyst Wynn Thin with Brown Brothers and Harriman.
Sentiment gets so panicky. We find that investors can just wholesale dump a whole asset class. Personally, I think that's wrong.
Despite Thin's pitch for patience, he says it's easy to see why emerging market investors are jumpy these days. The crumbling ruble, as well as China's economic slowdown, has triggered some panic. And there's another threat to emerging markets, says Charles Movit with IHS, a strengthening U.S. economy.
The economies improve in the West, then people tend to disinvest to some degree in emerging markets and transfer their investments into the U.S. and elsewhere.
If the U.S. draws investments away from, say, Brazil, it opens up opportunities for new investors in Brazil. Analyst Wynn Thin says the investors willing to suffer through this rough patch of road stand to gain long term. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.